T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Physical activity calorie equivalent labeling. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's the academic way to describe food labels that calculate the calorie count of different foods by telling you how much exercise you'd have to do to burn it all off. For instance, a small bar of chocolate containing, I don't know, about 230 calories would require 23 minutes of running or 48 minutes of walking. I'm not going to do either of those, by the way. I'm just going to eat the chocolate.
Sit here and eat.
Yeah, to work it off. Now, there's new research suggesting these labels might be especially effective at promoting healthier eating.
Yeah, Dr. Nick Duranda-Harse, president of the Obesity Society and chair of nutritional sciences at Texas Tech University. So what do you think? You agree with this research that if we put that there instead of just the basic calorie count, say, look, this is the exercise you have to do to work this meal off, that it's going to change things for people?
Well, that information may benefit some people who are looking for it, and it's better to have information than not to have this kind of information. But as you just said, not all people are looking to compensate for food. I mean, you said that you don't want to walk. And so not everybody may be looking for compensating for food calories. But also there are a couple of things that come to my mind that one might think are important. One is that calorie equivalent will depend on the activity selected, right? I mean, whether you walk for so many miles, so many minutes, or run a number of minutes. That's one. Second, it varies from person to person. So you walk a mile and I walk a mile, we may not end up using same number of calories. So it may be different depending on your weight and my weight. And the other thing that sort of sticks in my mind is this may make people focus only on calories in food, as if calorie is the only thing in the food that's important, whereas a food is supposed to supply you lots of other nutrients other than calories that one need to be considering. So there are all these other considerations that could or should go into picture.
So is the best sort of takeaway advice for the average person just don't eat too much of anything and don't sit on the sofa all day?
Yes, that's a good one. And this information by itself, just like calorie information, if somebody wants to know how many calories I'm eating, you can look at the label. And somebody wants to know, if I eat these many calories, how much can I walk it off? Well, then that information will be there. But not all food that we eat, we use it up by exercise, right? I mean, somebody's requirement for the day is, let's say, 2,000 calories, and you are eating 2,000 calories a day to maintain your weight. Hardly 300 or 400 of those are used up by exercise. Rest of the calories are required by the body to maintain body. So it's not like every food we eat has to be compensated with some sort of exercise to start with.
So I could, in theory, go ahead and continue eating like my 2 bags of corn chips.
He's looking for an excuse
here. And it's fine, right? It's okay.
It depends. Depends on what.
This man is a doctor, Charles.
good answer, Doc.
Dr. Nick Duranda, our president of the Obesity Society, chair of nutritional sciences, Texas Tech.